Okay, you're going out to the world.
All righty, all right. So, good morning, everyone. We are the Public Arts Committee, Thursday, December 16th, our meeting, and welcome all of you, and I am so glad that you're here. Thank you for giving of your time on this. So, as usual, we have an action-packed agenda with lots to do. So why don't we just get started here and let's have an approval or whatever discussion of the November 12th minutes. Anything? Are we ready to approve the November 12th minutes?
I move to approve the November 12th minutes.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, Bill seconded. Okay, all in favor? Aye. Okay, opposed? Okay, good. I really appreciate it and want to make sure that Peggy, actually, there's another name of someone who wrote this, but I really appreciated the specificity of the minutes to help remind of all the discussions and where we are on things. So
Catherine,
that's good.
The city has a consultant who does minutes, and typically he hasn't been doing these minutes, but I've asked him to step in because I'm so far behind with essentially everything. And so he does a great job. He does council minutes. He does vision minutes. He does lots of minutes. His name is Gabriel Shepherd, and he's a city council person in Corvallis.
Well, we'll have to make sure to thank Gabriel on this. Good. All right. So let's go on with discussion items. When we left off last time, we had done lots and lots of work on our 2022-23 goals and so on for next year, but we didn't have time to get to number four. And number four is to increase public art education. And was reviewing again from our minutes. You can see the 1, 2, 3 goals that we hammered out last time, and now we're ready for increased public art commission. Do some of you have some ideas that you want to bring forward that we want to look at for our goals for next year in this category?
What you're going to be doing is actually developing objectives. This is the goal. The goal is to increase public art education in Newport, and so you need to develop some objectives. And if you look in the minutes, you can see what objectives look like. They're actually sort of, you know, this is the overarching goal. And what specifically do you want to do under that overarching goal for next year?
Thank you, Peggy, for that clarification. I keep putting the two together. Judy.
Objectives are kind of an action item, right, compared to the goal.
Exactly.
Right. So any ideas of action items, objectives for public art education for next fiscal?
I do.
Yes, Bill.
As with anything else that I get involved with, I think we should start with the younger people. So if we could have some kind of introduction to public arts with a little art show with students participating or something, and this is very general, obviously. I think that increasing the education should start with the younger people and let them grow into the city and into the art. I don't know what to come up with, but that's just a start of it.
That's really interesting.
Right.
So, this might be possible with schools opening up again. And you say something that might be an intro to public art.
Yeah, like a show, not really a contest, but, you know, an intro to public art, maybe come up with a theme. You know, if you could redesign the park, what would you do? Drawings, paintings, sculpture. Not really a contest where there's winners and losers, but just a show.
Okay.
Kind of like a car show, but with art.
I like that analogy. Someone else. Mary? Yes, Mary.
Yes. I'm wondering if the Public Arts Committee couldn't help with the getting the word out for the Pushpin show that student art is encouraged, because it's lately, the last few years, it seems like it's mostly adults, whereas it used to be one teacher, maybe from the Montessori school or from another school, one teacher would seem to have a little project and then bring all the pieces in and they'd have their own section. And it was really, really fun. Could we encourage teachers to encourage their kids to do an art project that would be appropriate for the Pushpin show?
Remember, I like that idea, but remember, we're supposed to be educating people on public art. I don't know. I mean, somehow we have to get the public art part of it in somehow. Maybe we could do, like, how would you redesign City Hall? Or, you know, I'm not picking on City Hall, but something in the community.
Judy?
Or maybe along the lines what Bill was talking, something about our next mural, if we see if there's kids that want to design the next mural or something for down in South Beach or some of the whole project down there.
I like that. Let's see.
Okay. Could maybe, Bill, what you're proposing here about, could it be something like, I don't know, instead of hunting for Easter eggs, you know, you hunt for identify
for
public art.
Yeah, hunting for sculpture. As a general thing for the... getting the youth involved, I think, is a more general thing that we can put as a line item. I don't know if we have to be specific with what the event would be, but a youth-oriented event promoting public art.
Okay. Well, what do the rest of you on the committee think about that, as having that as an objective? Cynthia?
Oh, I just wanted to add an idea, since it's the topic is educating the public. If we could speak to a few groups about just what the Public Arts Committee has done, that's educating the public, just to help make the city in general aware that our committee does exist.
Mm, I like that. And a couple of years ago, we actually did do some of that at a chamber luncheon. But we certainly could put that as a another objective. Someone else on the committee that we haven't heard from, what might be some objectives here? Yes, Cynthia.
Another one. We've had a new advertising publicity agency hired by the city to work with the Chamber and Destination Newport, if I have that correct. And I think someone from our committee or a couple people should talk to them about what we've done and our goals, et cetera. Of course, that's not children, but I'm thinking on the adult line, but that's educating the public also.
Yeah, yes, it is. Okay, that's a good idea, because somewhere we also have, let's see, I guess it's back in goal number one, work with the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce to collaborate on promoting arts opportunities in the city of Newport. That's a goal one, objective number three. So that is something that we're starting to look at there, okay? Someone else that maybe we haven't heard from, Scott or Tom, do you have some suggestions on our objectives for increased public art education?
I'm still thinking about it.
Okay, all right. All right, well, it sounds like we have at least a couple, Peggy, of objectives. Check and see if that is what we have. The concept from Bill and others about, work to reach out to local youth. I'm not sure how to word this. Work to reach out to local youth about the, existence and meaning, something about public art.
I'd wrap it with an event, so there's participation.
Okay.
Talk. You know, if you combine Judy's idea with others, we could have a design the next mural contest, and everybody designs it, and we work with one of the muralists, and we actually have some of the kids help paint the new mural under the direction of the muralist. And, I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff off the top of my head.
That's kind of where I was headed.
What about that big wall, cement wall at the Visual Arts Center by the public staircase there? It's gotten tagged pretty good lately. And maybe that could be the site of this mural project.
It could, sure. Yes, Peggy, or Judy.
There's also the Nye Beach banners, which I think are such a great project, and maybe somehow get kids involved with that to some. I think there are already some, but, maybe have a special place just for the kids' banners or something, or promote it more, because those are so good, and it's great to see the kids' stuff and everybody's stuff up there. I don't know, expand on it or something.
Okay.
Right.
There was.
That's, and I like that idea. That's a project that is not really, that's a project that's operated by a volunteer group, I think, headed by Veronica. And so,
right.
She does solicit banner art by students. And so there were a number of those this year. Plus there were also some student banners from the sister city Mombets. So they were there too. And I don't know. I mean, we could chat with Veronica, but it is her program, so.
Right, right. Bill.
Well, even if it's her program, maybe we can somehow get involved, offer some donations or get the public art committee involved where we're tagged as part of it.
Yeah, assist with the promotion of it or something.
Yeah, people go, what's the public arts committee? And then there'd be a brochure or something.
So, Tom, this is in your bailiwick. What are your observations of this idea?
The banner project has been including student work the last few years, and it will do so again this spring with about three or four banners that are developed by kids. Distance learning and they're kind of collaborative group projects. So that will be happening already.
Okay. Okay, that's good background. yes, Scott.
Yeah, so the reference to our sister city reminded me, I'm wondering if educating the community on the art in the sister city might be an interesting objective. I'm not sure what that means just yet, but finding a way to, here's what art looks like in Japan, and here's what art looks like here, and let people collaborate or discuss and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I like that. And we could work with the Sister City Committee.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So right. just as a follow-up on that, the sister city, Mombetsu, Japan, has been participating in the banner project for 2 or 3 years. And what happens is Veronica gives us 8 banners, blank banners, and we mail them to Japan. And then the folks in Mombets paint them. Some of them are painted by students, and then they mail 4 of them back. So they keep 4 and they mail 4 back. And those 4 are included in the banner display during the summer. And then the other thing that happens is that when the auction comes, the people in Mombets look through the auction catalog and select their favorite one. And then I try to buy it. This time I just did a buy it now because I couldn't stand the stress of having to watch the auction. And so so anyway, I will be mailing that to the people at the International Committee in Mombetsu, along with 4 of Bill Posner's books, which are going to be coming here soon from Amazon. And I did have a meeting. I meet with the Mombetsu International Committee staff once a month. I met with them on Tuesday, and they expressed interest in continuing participation in the banner project. In fact, they just had this event called the Newport Fair, and I mailed them some things from Newport that are just sort of local things, and then they got a number of people who in their community who had visited here, and they borrowed their you know, their memorabilia, if you will, that they got here in Newport. But one of the things they had in the Newport Fair was they displayed the banners that they've got. They're getting quite a banner collection. And so they displayed that. So anyway, there's a great deal of participation there and continued interest.
That's good. Yes, Scott.
Do we do that the other way around where we have them create banners for us?
They create, I send them 8 blanks, and then they send 4 of them back to us.
Okay.
And those are included in the banner auction. If you can actually look back through the banner auction catalog, because it's still online. And in fact, they did that on Tuesday night because I think they forgot what they selected as their favorite because it's been a while. And so anyway, yeah, so they send us 4, and part of them are created by adults and some by youth.
Okay, that's a good rounded background and update on that. Thank you. Something else I'm wondering about as we think about increased public art education, and that is I'm wondering, and this could be either for youth or for anyone, is that if we take a piece or two of public art and ask for the community to write a story or write a poem about what they are seeing. What brought this first to mind was the banner on kind of the southern, southwestern side of the library. A mural on the library could be, although it's kind of high up to see, but maybe there's also some other murals or a 3D sculpture. I don't know. What does anyone think about that? And tying together, you start to have an idea of what public art is, and then you write about it. Peggy?
Well, I think that's a great idea. It might be something that we would want to work with a teacher maybe at the middle or high school on. And I think it's perfect that that's a perfect mural for that because I think the title is Storyteller.
Mm-hmm. What's the thought from the committee about maybe adding that concept? Because it sounds like we've got 2 or 3 concepts here, objectives. Maybe adding that one as well?
shake it out a little bit. Exactly. Describe it a little bit more. Shake it out. So
okay.
Not everybody likes to write. So I'm trying to figure out.
That's
this
right.
would be in addition to other things. So the idea is to look at the mural and write a story about it as it relates to public art?
As it relates to the actual image itself.
Okay.
So,
and the
so
person could... writing the story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Okay, sure.
Scott?
So if I could take that in a slightly different direction, the mural idea makes good sense, I guess. What I was kind of connected to is taking something in the city hall or some of the pieces of art in the city hall and do the same thing where you say, now write your vision of what this means, write a poem, write a short story, whatever, whatever. And then you could display the story alongside the piece of art. And now you can see it together. If it's an outside mural, that's a difficult or more difficult problem to solve, you know?
Sure.
But if it's in the city hall, then, you know, here's a piece of art and here's the writing about that thing and they're visible together kind of.
Well, it could be all public art, whether it be wherever it's located. And the outside one could be very easily by just painting a QR code on it. And then people could look at the story through their phone. But I like that idea.
Cynthia?
Yeah, I had another idea along those lines. You know, we already have that Nye Beach Sculpture Walk brochure. When the weather gets nice again, we could hold some sculpture walks. I mean, that would be easy enough to do. Talk about each sculpture. If we had some sort of a literary endeavor along with that, like writing down words about what the sculpture might mean to you or something along those lines. But there we already have like a path and a walk already on a brochure. I think
yes.
we could.
So, and then a little sub agenda in all of this stuff is engage with the press. So whatever happens is written up and the broader community can understand what we're doing. And we start to generate that groundswell, if you like.
Right. Yes. Some other... You know, something I keep mentioning from time to time, and I don't know if it's getting too far away, you know, this pandemic for the last 18 plus months has really halted a lot of things, but this business of engaging the public, we still haven't had any sort of dedication of either the mural at the library, the ones at the VAC, the ones on Second Avenue. And I don't know, maybe the opportunity is gone, but maybe not. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I'd like to see some kind of ceremony, but again, with today's guidelines, I'm not sure we can pull that off.
Yeah.
Especially if the city is somewhat responsible. I don't know. That just seems a lot of stuff to do. I mean, I would love to see it done. But the artist should be recognized for the work.
Right. Right. So, Peggy.
I agree with all of you that we need to have some dedications for some of the art that's been given to the city. But I don't see that happening for the foreseeable future, only because, you know, we're not even going to be back in regular meetings or even hybrid meetings until, the way I understand it, the case count drops below 100 cases in a month in Lincoln County, and we're nowhere close to that.
Okay. All right. Any other ideas about objectives for this goal number 4? Scott, you have your...
Oh, no, I was pointing at Mary.
Oh, Mary. Okay, sorry, Mary.
Yeah, I was thinking about Scott's idea about publicizing what we do more, and I think that's a real, under, you know, increased public art education is just letting them know what we're doing. I think that's a real good point that we need to have a good liaison with the newspapers so that our things get in there.
All right.
I think it's a really good idea, Mary. And I think the News Times, at least, is hungry enough for stories. We called them up and said, we're doing a dedication or we're doing this. Is there somebody that would like to come over and talk to one of us? I think they'd jump on it because they're always looking for stuff.
Okay, good, Mary. That's any other suggestions? So now it comes down to, Peggy, out of all of this discussion, do you think that you've got three or four objectives? We have something with regards to younger people, introduction to public art, right?
Yes, we have... Intro to public art for youth, some opportunities to talk to various groups, and I think that I probably am suspecting you're talking about Chamber and Rotary, and also talking to the Fox and Crown, which is the advertising agency, just to let them know, you know, what we've done. They work really closely with the Chamber because the Chamber is handling that contract for the city. So... I'm also seeing that maybe getting, and I can consolidate these into some groups, but we had, somebody said getting the Public Arts Committee to help getting the word out on the Pushpin show that student art is encouraged, which would be, you know, under that intro youth-oriented events sort of thing. Potentially design the next mural project. It would fall into the same area. Speak to a few groups about what the Public Arts Committee has done. That's in a separate area. Let's see.
Using our the Nye Beach Sculpture Walk brochure.
Yeah, that's further down here. I took quite a few notes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I haven't gotten to that yet. Let's see, educating the community about art in our sister city, working with the Banner Project, even though I am not totally sure what our part would be there.
Right.
Let's see, and then Scott said we could do, select a piece of art in City Hall for youth or even adults to write stories or poems or just their comments about. We could use the Nye Beach sculpture brochure and ask people to use the brochure and write about what a particular sculpture means to them. I see that there's sort of a theme here, and I can, you know, flesh it out and bring it to you at the next meeting. And then there was also the idea of publicizing public art, which is something that, you know, we just haven't done anything in a while because of COVID primarily, but we do have a good working relationship with the News Times and also other media outlets in the area. So we'll be totally doing that. And like I said, I will, if it's okay with you, I'll just try to put these together in a few areas that make sense, that kind of consolidate your thoughts, and then I'll bring it to the next meeting, and if you like it, fine, and if you hate it, you can say, we're really glad you're leaving.
Oh, no! Cynthia?
I have one more burning idea that just came up. What if we worked out a deal with the newspaper to feature one item of city art every week? You know, just a picture and then a little small story about it, because we have so many pieces of art, which I don't think I've seen them all either.
I think that's a great idea. In fact, if you want, I'll talk to the reporter. I'll try to get it done today. Today is my last day here until January 3rd. I'll try to get it done today, but that would be great. You know, before we moved here, I ran and I was executive director for an arts council in Colorado, and one of my responsibilities was writing an article every single week for the newspaper on arts. And so we could do that even if we had to do it in-house and just send it to them. But I like that idea. I think people don't have any idea how extensive our public art collection is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, and I have to tell you this as well. Somebody donated two more pieces of art. I am not gonna weigh in on them. I need some professional assistance. I think they're prints. And I'm hoping that, you know, one of the things we can do is make sure that people know that you just can't drop stuff off here that you no longer want. They're big, they're heavy, and they're in a moving box in my office. So if somebody ever wants to stop by and say, yeah, that was a nice gift, that needs to live at the wastewater treatment plant or whatever, because I don't know. And I just was kind of shocked when things started coming. Without talking to us.
Wow. Yes.
Well, I can say we have the same kind of thing, only with exercise equipment. People say, I mean, I'm not kidding. And it's like, oh, here's an old treadmill, take it. It's like, we only buy commercial type stuff. And people think they can just bring it here. And it's like, no, sorry.
Well, you just send the art back or tell them to come pick it up. That's not... Right.
Well, it's a little bit more sensitive than that. I'll talk to you offline.
Okay.
Yeah.
We certainly have this. When I was with OCCA, and people would come in quite frequently at the Performing Arts Center, and they have boxes of clothes, things that might be for our costume shop or this or that. And, you know, it's very nice to be thought of. But, we did have a committee to go through things. I mean, because some things really wouldn't be applicable in the costume shop necessarily. So, okay. So since we've got a lot of other things, if the whole committee is okay with, this has been an excellent discussion, and Peggy will work up our objectives then for goal number four. And so moving on to C2, develop the work plan. And it seems like that aren't we pretty much doing that now?
You know, you can do different things that are not necessarily specifically listed as an objective, because that's what has happened over the years. I think we should try to use our objectives as a work plan, if that's acceptable to you. One thing I am going to tell you is that we'll have to be judicious with spending money, because we have inherited a lot of art that could become very costly. In fact, we'll talk about that when we get to the ambassador, but we just have to be really careful.
Okay, thank you for that. So if we're all in agreement, then our work plan will emanate from our various objectives, as I'm understanding from Peggy. Okay, so let's, is there anything else, folks? And bear with me as I keep flipping back and forth on the pictures, because I can't see all of your images simultaneously. So, okay, then let's go on to C3. We're getting close on this loan dart. And there was a question last time on that, and we now have this loan. Oops, I'm looking down at something else. We're in resolution. Excuse me, folks. We're in resolution 3875. And we're not looking at the loan agreement right now, although, that's not on the agenda, but we're going to, I guess, have to add it, Peggy, because there was a question.
Yes. Just update you quickly on that.
Okay.
The city attorney has looked at that ART agreement once again, and he said, we don't really need that indemnification, but I said, just go ahead and add it. And so he's going to do that. And then the other piece of that is he's going to develop a template for loaned art that we can reference in our updated general arts policy. So we'll always be able to use the same template if we ever have the situation come up again. And it will include the indemnification clause, even though we may potentially not need it. It'll be there.
That's excellent. Please thank Dave on that. David on that. That's, yeah, get some things in place. So going back to C3, adding a section on loaned art to our resolution 3875. And do you think, Peggy, that what the city attorney is doing is what should be slipped in maybe between G and H, or part of G, accepting public art donations? Would that be a good place for that?
Yes, I think that would be the perfect place for that. And what we can do is, if you want, for our next meeting, I will try to take what David has done and expand it a little bit, because this particular agreement is unique in that we are, as a city, we are actually going to be picking up the piece of art and returning it to them. And so that's not going to be the situation in every case. And so I'll try to take, we'll put it in after accepting public art donations, we'll put in the loans, and then it'll change the numbering, and then we can talk about that at the next meeting. How does that sound?
Yes, I think that's good. Instead of us at this point in time trying to hash out a lot of particulars, let's wait and see what the city attorney suggests. Is that okay with everyone on the committee? Looks like I'm seeing shaking of heads. Okay. It's okay. Tom, I don't see your head. It's okay with you as well to do it that way?
No, that sounds good. I think we should have some more formal process for accepting donated or works on loan.
Okay. I'll look around too to see if I can get some examples from other communities, because like I mentioned, that's a pretty unique, actually, agreement, just because of the delivery and return being handled by the city. So yeah, I'll have something for you at the next meeting.
Okay. Thank you very much, Peggy, on that. And C4 update on loft and sculpture placement.
Well,
anything else?
I do have a brief update. So we have hammered out the agreement. David is comfortable with it, and he's very good at doing those things. And I've asked the Public Works Director to find a time when his crew could go out and pick the sculpture up and bring it here and put it on the pad. Now, I have not heard from him since I asked him, and now I was hoping to have it sitting there before I left town for a few weeks, but that's not going to happen unless I can, if he says we have time next week, perhaps I can coordinate with Cynthia to make that happen. One of my concerns is they can go get it and they can bring it here, but I would not want them to put it in the wrong spot or put it in a weird spot on the pad. Does that make sense?
Yes.
like off on the corner? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I was talking to Jason Holland last week, and he said that when Anita was out there landscaping the area, she put some rocks on that pad just to store them. And he said people were going by there looking at the pile of rocks and wondering whether that was supposed to be an art installation. So, I mean, I will touch base with you. Maybe, hopefully he'll get back to me today so I can get it locked up before I leave. But otherwise, I'll be checking my emails because I'm only just going to be in Denver and not some weird place. So if we can make it happen while I'm gone, we'll do it.
Okay. And Peggy, not that I want to volunteer anyone on the committee, but if it does have to be done while you're gone, who would Cynthia be willing to meet them to help placement? Or,
I plan to be in town, and I think I could probably get Bill Kucha to lend his expertise. He's worked with Lofton's pieces before. So we will get it done. This has been a long time coming.
Thank you.
So I'll do is I will check my email at least once a day. So I will be in touch with everybody. And if we don't get this done today or get a date selected, you'll probably hear from me, while I'm east.
Okay. All right. Thank you, and thank you, Cynthia, on that. So moving on, C5, an update on the ambassador. Peggy had an email from Wyatt, which we have. And, mercy sakes, this is really depressing.
It's very complicated, and this is one of the problems that arise when somebody just puts art on public property without working with the city, and that's what happened in this case. And so the sculpture was about to fall apart, so we had it sent out for repair. And during that time, we decided that we would like to set it back some distance from where it is to avoid having those monster trucks run into it when they park there. So what Wyatt is doing right now is he was told by our building department that there had to be engineering plans for this, and there's nobody who can locate anything. My sense is that it was, back in the day, people just did what they did, and there weren't any plans. The sculptor just made it and put it up there and called it good. So now we're dealing with having to do it right, which is what I was referencing earlier, in that we have to be judicious in what we spend, because if we have to have engineering done, it's going to be costly. But if we have to have engineering done to return the sculpture to the Don and Ann Davis Park, we have to do it.
Would you explain, please, a little bit more? Oh, gosh, but Bill Posner had the ambassador behind him a little bit ago. Oh, my goodness. Peggy, would you explain a little bit what all this engineering would entail? I mean, we are not building the Eiffel Tower. It's just a little pad.
Well, the problem is, as I've mentioned, this was just put in just like the Jürgen Eckstein sculptures without, installed on city property without submitting anything to the building department. So what he's telling us, and this is coming from the building inspector, that if we have to have it engineered, he's going to have to digitize it and send it to an engineer who can do static and wind load calculations based on surface area size and weight. And they may call for some structural design changes to the base. Now, one thing that he's asking our building inspector, or planning to ask our building inspector, is if we don't move it back, if we put it back exactly where it was, would we have to do this? even though, in my opinion, there's some liability associated with not doing it. I mean, we need to start, we need to do things right. It wasn't that anybody was ill-intentioned when the sculpture came. And I'm sure that they thought they were doing something fabulous for the community, which in fact they did. They just didn't go through the steps that are required, were probably even required at that time.
Thank you for a little more explanation on this.
Isn't the problem in this particular case the liability that if this sculpture falls on somebody, you know, the city's at risk and the city is going to do everything they can to make sure something like that doesn't happen, right?
Makes sense.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Thank you for saying that, because, I mean, and, you know, the city was really at risk the way it was, because pieces had been falling off of it.
So I'm wondering if we put it back where it was, how expensive it would be to just put up like a couple of cement posts or something to protect it from vehicles.
Yeah, I think that's only half the problem. I'm guessing what the engineering people are going to think about, but there's a lot of risk, especially if it's pieces are falling off of it. And,
but we're repairing it now, so I mean,
but it's still. Our high winds, you know, something can blow out. Maybe we should put it indoors. I don't know where a place big enough would be, but.
You know, it's really an icon there of the community in Don Davis Park. And I really, like Judy said, we are having it repaired, so it will have some additional life to it. But the other piece of that is, we need to get it engineered probably so that we lower the risk to the city of the thing falling over and injuring somebody.
Yeah, I'm sure they can, sure can be done right.
So, and then by moving it back the number of feet that we had initially planned, that also helps, it would seem to me, to reduce liability, because it's not so close to all of the RVs and vans, you know, that back in there. So the location should help. How do we get a cost estimate from an engineer about this project?
Wyatt will get that. I'm not going to, at this point, start communicating with engineers when he's going to wait to hear from Joseph, but my guess is he's got an engineer he works with, and we'll get a quote. And then we can decide whether we want to get a quote from other engineers.
Okay, thank you. I was just... So, all right, so this is moving along, and we may or may not have it up in 2022, depending on the engineering requirements.
He actually says right here that he said, on a semi-positive note, being that it's winter, we do have some time should we opt to do the engineering, and we can still have it installed before next year's drier season starts.
Yes, and I hope that will turn out that way. Any other observations from the committee? Yes, Mary. Mary.
Yes, I have a question. How many years was the ambassador up before it started leaking?
You know, I'm not sure when it was initially installed, but I think it's, I don't know if it's that old. I kind of got the sense that it got there in the late 90s. But in any event, you know, it's been there a long time, and it lives in a very harsh climate.
It really did.
And I think that even if it was only there since the 90s, it's remarkable that it's lasted as long as it has with those weather conditions.
Right. And he was going to refurbish, rebuild, and make it strong again as if it was new.
Exactly. And also, just so you know, and I know I've said this before, the original artist... or the original glass artist is going to be replacing the glass.
Right. Right.
Oh. Well, when I talked to the artist at one point, I said, you know, it's too bad that the glass broke. And he said, well, that was the torque from the wind. So if you when you replace the glass, it's probably just going to break again.
Sam Briceño was the artist, and Teresa Kowalski did the glass part.
Right. And, you know, we have at this point no idea how long the glass lasted in the sculpture before it did crack and everything. So that's hard to tell. Any other questions for Peggy about... certainly appreciate what Wyatt is doing here. He probably never dreamed, none of us dreamt it was going to be this extensive. Yes, Cynthia.
Well, I was just thinking ahead. We do have a policy for decommissioning art, and yeah. We have to think about what to do with it. I mean, it's not going to last forever. Maybe we could even think about having it in pieces, where it'll end up at some point, and then doing something with those pieces. I don't know what. Just thinking about that.
A good idea, but I think that's a long way off. I mean, if they're going to repair it, it should last another 10 years. Hopefully.
And it's so dramatic where it is. You know, we all talk about how iconic it is and how it's appeared in brochures and newspapers and publications and on and on. And yeah, but Cynthia, that's a good idea. When we're all sitting around here talking again 10 or 15 years from now, hold on to that idea of okay, anything else about the ambassador? Okay, I don't see anyone waiting in the room for a public comment in our virtual room. So now let's go to a committee comment. I certainly want to thank those of you on the committee who were able to come last week to that little introduction, get acquainted meeting. Not all of the candidates were able to be there, but two were. And, you know, I want to thank, let's see, Scott was there, Cynthia was, Mary Peterson. I just appreciate...
Francis.
Oh, Francis, yes. Where is she? Oh, she's not here.
She's
today.
Out of town.
Okay, and Francis. So it was, and we got to... chat with them and so on. I asked a general question about public art to the two candidates, etc. Peggy, is there any further update on the candidates?
Not at this time. I don't know exactly what's... I think that Spencer has identified perhaps a person he'd like to engage in a conversation regarding whether they're interested in this position, but I'm not at liberty to talk about that.
Sure. No, I understand that, but I didn't
know
whether...
I will tell you that even if that person would say today, yeah, count me in, I'm on board, they wouldn't probably actually be on board until February because there is a background check that's very extensive that has to occur, you know, salary negotiations, that sort of thing. So you will be, I was planning to have January 21st be my last day. That's not going to happen. I don't know when my last day will be, but it will be someday.
That's what they all say.
I know, right? So you're stuck with me for the next meeting at least. And, you know, one of the things that I also wanted to tell you is that the city council did approve making the deputy city recorder position full-time. It is a critical position to making my successor successful because I hadn't been doing that work in 3 or 4 years, and now it's so totally backlogged because I'm trying to do what I've been doing for 3 or 4 years, plus catch up on the day-to-day city recorder work. So that's another position that has to be hired. And, you know, it's, so I'm suspecting that hopefully they'll get somebody with experience, but my sense is I'll be here for a few weeks anyway after these people come.
Okay. Thank you for that update. Any other committee comments from any of you that you'd like to, something that we haven't visited about or should make sure to put on the agenda for January, anything? Or, okay. Yes, Bill.
I think we should really discuss when art is, unsolicited art is dropped off, what to do with it.
Okay.
Either put it on eBay, sell it, return it. We should have a policy, even though I understand it's, in most cases, it's good natured, but in some cases, it's probably grandma's stuff we didn't know what to do with.
I'll see what I can find too, if other cities have anything like that. Because, I mean, we're talking about what's in my office, we're talking about the ambassador, we're talking about Jürgen Eckstein sculptures and ongoing maintenance and insurance. We have to insure everything.
Yeah, it turns into a liability right away because now we have it and we have to figure out how to maintain it and everything else.
I'm not, go ahead, Judy.
Also, if it's something we don't particularly want, then we have to deal with what do we do with it,
disposing,
which is more staff time and everything, so, and perhaps a cost. So
we can discuss that, put that on the agenda, please. I think that would be a good discussion.
Yes. Okay. So I'm wondering in committee comment here, if there is any update.
Scott has his hand up.
Scott. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Scott.
Yeah. So I was just going to say, might be wrong, but one answer to this unsolicited content is that you just draw a line and say you cannot just deliver unsolicited art, period.
Right.
And that the correct approach is to come to the committee and say, I have a piece of art, I would like to have it donated, and then go through a more formal process. Because of all the liability and costs and maintenance and just draw a line in the sand and say, no, we don't accept that. Maybe
right.
That's harsh, but that's
next meeting and we'll come up with
a hardcore
policy.
Yeah, so hold that thought, Scott.
Yep.
So one other thing on our, and I keep looking to make sure if anyone's hands are up, but I'm wondering if we could have a brief update on the Public Art Foundation from Tom. We had talked about that last time.
Well, we are, Cynthia and I are working to set up a meeting of the board in the new year. I think we have to identify who's still on the board. Cynthia's dealt with some of the bank issues as far as automatic deposits and statements and things like that. So we're still in a holding pattern, but we're trying to get on board for next year.
Okay. Thank you for that that update.
And Catherine, just an FYI, I filed the required annual report with the Secretary of State's office the other day, so that's done for next year. I still have to do that tax form, which should be pretty easy for an organization that has $120 or whatever it is we have. But okay, so that's a required filing as well as the Secretary of State, so that's...
Okay. And the filing with the federal government. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, Peggy, for that. Do we need any money for doing these filings?
I paid for the state filing. It was only $50, so that's done. And I don't think that there's any filing required with the federal government to file. I think it's called a 990.
Okay. All right, and thank you on that. I know you have put up some of your personal money on several different occasions here for the Public Arts Foundation. Thank you, Peggy. If you are finding that you need more money, give me a call or whatever, and maybe I can contribute something.
Well, Catherine, I think that, you know, one of my big concerns was this whole paper bank statement thing where they were charging us money every month to send that paper statement. I don't know that they're charging us anything now for the electronic statements, but that helped a lot because our meager bank account was like being drained just to get those one-page reports.
Right, right. Yeah.
I can tell you what happened. When I set up the account, I did not understand, or they did not tell me. I just missed it totally. They said, if we make at least one deposit a month, there would be no charge. I didn't understand that. So even if you put in a dollar, they don't charge you. I don't know. I'm thinking of maybe looking at the credit union because it might be easier to deal with, but I have not done that yet. But I fixed the deduction they were making every month. It was a little hard to get an answer. Sorry.
Well, I thank you for doing that, Cynthia. And, you know, that's crazy that they I'm sure they never said that thing about the one deposit a month. Who would have known that?
Yeah. Maybe they did, and I missed it in all of my personal hubbub. But
okay, well, it sounds like we're, you know, getting back on track a little bit with that and so on. Folks, anything else under committee comments before we conclude for this year? Anything else? Yes, Cynthia.
Yeah, sorry. You know, I really was enthusiastic about the idea for having a city poet. Dietmar brought a gentleman in a few months ago or last summer. I thought that was a marvelous idea, and I would still like to keep that on our radar somewhere.
Oh, all right. So we have that noted. Okay, anything else? So our next meeting is going to be January 2022, all of these twos. And thank you all for your service and support of the Public Arts Committee. Happy and safe holidays to you. And, you know, see you next year. Thank you.
Happy holidays, everyone. Thank you, Peggy.
Thank you. Peggy. Happy holidays, everyone.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Switch that.
Goodbye.
And I'll just leave it the way it was. Oh, thanks, Peggy. What are we going to do without you? But, you know, life goes on.